以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《薄伽梵歌原义》第二章十节十六，时间1973年8月22日，地点英国伦敦。
Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance, and of the existent there is no cessation. This seers have concluded by studying the nature of both.
那些能洞察真理的人总结道，那不存在者不能持久，那存在者永不结束。他们通过研究这两者的本性得出这一结论。
There are two things, sat and asat.
有两样事情 ,sat 和 asat。
Sat means which exists.And asat means which does not exist temporarily.
Sat 意思是存在的， asat 意思是不存在的，短暂的。
Appears and again disappears. That is asat.
Asat 出现了又消失了。
The example is just like the sky and the cloud.Cloud appears, exists for some time, again disappears. But the sky remains always.
举个例子，天空和云，云出现了，存在一段时间，然后消失了，而天空总是在那儿。
This is the distinction between sat and asat. Try to understand.
这是 sat 和 asat 的区别。试着去理解。
Sky, this material sky, this also does not exist. But so far our experience is concerned, we can understand the distinction between sat and asat.
天空，这个物质的天空也是不存在的，但是就我们的经验所及，我们也能理解。Sat 和 Asat 的区别。
Permanent and temporary.
短暂，持久和短暂。
We cannot say non-existent exactly.
我们不能说是确实的不存在。
Existing, when the cloud comes, it has got some activities, there is rainfall.And on account of rainfall on the ground, there is some new vegetation, new flowers, everything looks very green.
是存在的。当云朵来的时候，它有一些活动，然后有雨水降临。由于雨水，在地上长出了各种植物、花朵，一切都是绿的。
In the rainy season,We get some products, so we cannot say it is false, but we can say it is temporary.
在雨季，我们能得到各种产品，因此我们不能说它是虚假的，但我们可以说它是短暂的。
Similarly, material world, matter.Is not false, but it is non-permanent.
同样的，物质世界，物质也不是虚假的，但它是不持久的。
Buddha, Buddha, Pradiyate, will find it in Bhagavad Gita.
你会在《薄伽梵歌》中发现这个世界。Buddha, Buddha, Pradiyate.
The Mahavadi philosopher says.Brahma Satta Jagat Mithya. The spirit is truth and Jagat, this material world, is untrue, Mithya, false.
Mayavadi 的哲学家们说 Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Brahma 灵性是真理。而 Jagat 这个物质世界 是不真实的，即 mithya 虚假的。
We say that everything is emanating from the Supreme.
我们说一切都是从自身流养而出来的。
Jato bahimani bhutani jayanti, everything is emanating from Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth.
一切都是从自尊绝对真理 Brahma 那里流眼而生。
So that cannot be false.
所以那不可能是虚假的。
Because Absolute Truth, how from truth false will come?
因为那是绝对真理，从真理怎么会有虚假出来？
This is our truth.
这是我们的哲学。
The matter may be temporary, but it is not false.
物质是短暂的，但它并不是虚假的。
The basic injunction is ma asato, ma asato, sadgama. Don't try to be entangled with the asat.
伟达的训示是不要纠缠在 asat 之中。
Sadasat. But try to come to the platform of sat.
而是要争取到达 sat 的层面。
In the previous verse, jangina bhatante te purusam purusar sava. Krishna says, those who are not disturbed by the material changes, sama dukkha sukham dhiram sa amritataya kalpate.
在前一个世界中， Krishna 说，那些不受物质变化干扰的人能得到解脱。
Our mission, human mission, is to come to the platform of Amritatva, immortal.
我们的使命，人类的使命，是要到达 Amritatva 的层面，即永远不死。
We have discussed this point.
我们已经讨论过这一点。
Amritatva, immortality.
Amritatva, 不朽.
The modern civilization, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they cannot imagine even that there is possibility of becoming immortal.
在现代文明之中，所谓的科学家们、哲学家们，他们甚至不能想象有成为不死的可能性。
They cannot imagine.
他们不能想象这一点。
But their brain is so dull that they cannot think of that we can become immortal.
他们的大脑是那么的愚笨，他们甚至不能想到我们是可以成为不死的。
Then how Krishna is speaking about immortality? Is he speaking something nonsense, utopian?
那么 Krishna 为什么要谈到不死呢？他是不是在讲一些胡说八道或者是乌托邦的东西？
No, he is speaking the fact.
不，他是在讲事实。
Otherwise, if Krishna speaks something nonsense, utopian, then nobody would be interested to read Bhagavad Gita.
如果 Krishna 是在讲一些无稽之谈或者是乌托邦的幻想，那么没有人会有兴趣来读薄伽梵歌。
We may be third class man, that we indulge in Bhagavad Gita and Krishna speaking something utopian nonsense. But there are big acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya. Why they are giving attention to the reading of Bhagavad Gita?
我们也许是三流的人，我们沉浸于读薄伽梵歌，而 Krishna 是在胡说八道或者是讲乌托邦的幻想。 但是有一些很伟大的 Acharya， 例如 Ramanuja Acharya、 Madhava Acharya， 他们为什么也那么重视阅读《波迦梵歌》呢？
Krishna does not speak anything nonsense. The fact.
Krishna 并没有说任何无稽之谈，这是事实。
So if it is the fact that there is possibility of becoming immortal, that is Sat. So Sat, our business should be to be engaged in the Sat platform.Not in the Asat plan.
既然事实是有成为不死的可能性，即 Sat， 因此我们的任务是要从事于处于这个 Sat 的层面，而不是 Asat 的层面。
Asat platform, non-permanent, are so according to somebody's opinion, false. Falls are non-permanent, whatever it may be, the real human civilization should be based on the purpose of becoming immortal, sat, not asat.
Asat 的层面是不持久的，或者按照其他人的观点是虚假的，无论是虚假的或是不持久的。真正的人类文明应该基于成为不死、成为 Sat 的目的，而不是 Asat。
That is the distinction between India and other countries.
那便是印度和其他国家的区别。
Now I'm not speaking of India of today.But India as it is.
我并不是在提到今天的印度，而是在指原本的印度。
Big acharyas, just like Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the original acharya.
有很伟大的 acharya， 例如 Vyasadeva， 他是最原始的 acharya。
Therefore.The birthday of Guru is called Vyas Puja.
因此 Guru 的生日被称为 Vyasa Puja.
Vyas Puja means original Guru.
Vyasa Puja 意思是最原初的 Guru.
Guru is the representative of Vyasadeva.
Guru 是 Vyasadeva 的代表。
This throne is called Vyasasana, sitting place of Vyasadeva.
这个座位被称为 Vyasasana, 是 Vyasadeva 的座位。
So, one who is representative of Vyasadeva, he can sit on this throne.
如果一个人是 Vyasadeva 的代表，他可以坐在这个位置上。
So Guru, by Parampara system, Guru is seated on the Vyasasana because he is the representative.
因此，按照 Parampara 的系统 ，Guru 坐在 Vyasasana 上面，因为他是代表。
Just like in the High Court.The bench, it is called bench. Actually, the bench is to be used by the head of the executive power, the king or the president. But the high court judge is the representative of the head executive. Therefore, he sits on that bench.
比如在高级法庭之中，法官的席位英文叫做 bench。事实上，这个席位或者 bench 是应该由行政权力的首脑，即国王或者总统所做的。但是，高级法官他是行政头脑的代表，因此他就坐在 bench 上面。
So, Vyasadeva, so learned scholar, everyone knows how great scholar he was.
Vyasadeva 是非常博学的学者，每个人都知道他是多么大的一个学者。
He has written so many books. Four Vedas, 18 Puranas, then Vedanta Sutra, then Upanishad, so many.
他写了那么多的书，四部维达经，十八部 Purana, 还有 Vedanta Sutra, 还有 Upanishad, 这么多东西。
Recorded, not written, recorded.
他是记录下来了，而并不是说写下来了，是记录。
So, such a big scholar was residing, he was guiding the whole society, but he was living very humbly.
这么一个大学者，他是在引导整个社会，但是他居住的非常朴素。
Even Chanakya Pandit, he was prime minister, but he was living in a cottage.
还有 Chanakya Pandit, 他是总理，但是他是住在茅屋里面。
That is the distinction between Vedic or Indian civilization and the modern civilization.
这边是伟大文明，或者说印度文明。和现代文明之间的区别。
The Indian civilization means they are interested in thought, and others they are interested in thought.
印度文明，他们是对 thought 感兴趣，而其他的是对 asat 感兴趣。
Asat means which will not exist.
Asat 的意思是那东西将会不存在。
I've already explained.
我已经解释过了。
Yeah. In India, of course, materially, 5,000 years ago, materially also, India was very opulent.
印度在500年前，在5000年以前，即便是在物质上也是非常富裕的。
5,000 years. In 500 years or 400 years, India is so opulent that Europeans were attracted to go to India.
不用提5000年以前，即便是500年以前或者400年以前，印度也是那么富裕，许多欧洲人都被吸引去印度。
Even the during the time of Mughal Empire. It was so opulent.
即便是在莫尔王朝的时代，它也是那么富裕。
Those who have gone to India, you will find, if you visit the in Delhi, the Red Fort, you will find there are pictures of birds and trees on the wall.And the eyes of the bird is now whole, or some parts, means it was bedecked with jewel.
如果你去过印度，你参观过在德里的红堡，在那里你会发现墙上有许多图画，是鸟啊或者树啊，这些鸟的眼睛或者其他一些部分现在成了洞，这意思是它原先是由珠宝所装饰的。
On the wall, there is decoration of birds just like we paint now.
在墙上有许多鸟的装饰图案，正如现在我们也画这些。
There is also paint, but that is not painting. Set up with stone, and the eyes and other parts of the bird or trees, flowers, they are bedecked with different types of jewels.
在那里也有这些图案。但并不是画上去的，是由各种石头装砌而成的，而眼睛或者其他的一些部分，鸟啊、树啊或者花，是由各种不同的珠宝所装饰。
Now all these jewels have been taken away when British government was there. And they are now protected in the British Museum, so far I've heard. But the jewels were taken away. That's a fact. Anyone can see that.
现在这些珠宝在当时印度政府管理的时候被取走了，现在被保护在印度博物馆里面，这是我所听到的。但是这些珠宝确实是被取走了，这是个事实，人人都很清楚。So,
material opulence and, of course, in India, it was not considered to have a big tin car or plastic plates.
在印度，有铁皮汽车或者有塑料盘子，并不被认为是物质的富裕。Material
opulence means jewels, gold, silk, butter. That is material.
物质的富裕意思是指珠宝、黄金、丝绸、奶油，而并不，这是物质的富裕。Not
plastic pots. Of plastic bucket, plastic cloth, there's no value.
而并不是塑料的坛子、塑料的桶、塑料衣服，这没有价值。
So anyway, India was concerned material opulence, whatever is gotten from the nature, not by industry, not engaging oneself. In industry.
在印度讲到物质富裕，是指一切能够从自然那里得到的，而并不是通过工业，并不是通过去从事工业。
Therefore, India, the leaders of India now, they are finding that on account of our negligence to the material side of life, we have become
poor。在印度，现在的领袖们发现，由于他们忽视了物质生活的一面，因此变得贫穷了。So
the purpose is that the East and West difference is that the Eastern people means India, they stressed on this short portion, the permanent portion. Spiritual civilization.
东方的和西方的区别便是，东方人，在这里指的是印度人，他们注重于萨塔这一面，即永久的一面，灵性文明的一面。
Their aim was how to make this life perfect so that I can become immortal.
他们的目标是如何能使这一生变得完美，因此我能够成为不死的。
As I explained the other day, Oihistang jat punarjanma jayaya, jat tat punarjanma jayaya. The whole effort was how to conquer over birth and death.
正如我某一天解释过的，所有的努力就是为了征服生和死。
So modern people, they do not understand that birth and death can be conquered.
现代人他们不理解。 生和死是可以被征服的。
They can imagine it. Sometimes they say that by scientific advancement, someday we shall become immortal. They also expect to become immortal.
他们可以想象这一点，有时候他们也说，通过科学的进步，某一天我们都能够不死。他们也期望能够成为不死的。But
expect or not expect, here is the information from Bhagavad Gita.
但是无论期望或不期望，在这里有从《博伽梵歌》里来的讯息。
Krishna says, he is not speaking something nonsense or utopian. It is fact that we should be interested in the permanent life, not temporary life.
Krishna 是在说。 他并不是在说一些 无稽之谈或者是乌托邦的幻想。事实上是我们应该对永久的生命有兴趣，而并不是对短暂的生命有兴趣。
This life, this material life is temporary.
这个生命，物质的生命是短暂的。
We may live for 10 years or 10 hours. There are living entities, they live for 10 minutes. And there are living entities who are living for 10 millions or 10 billions of years.
我们也许能活上数十年或者数十个小时，有些生物体它们只活10分钟，而有些生物体它们能活上1000万年或100亿年。
Just like in the Brahma Loka, they live billions of years.
正如在 Brahma Loka, 它们能活上数十亿年。
So all these duration of life, different types of duration of life, are there within this material world. But still, it is not permanent.
所有这些生命的长短，不同的生命的长短，都是在这个物质世界中的，但是这都不持久的。
Even if you live for 10 billions of years, or you live for 10 minutes or 10 seconds, it is normal.
无论你是活上100亿年，或者你只活10分钟，或者10秒钟，这都是不持久的。
That is being explained here.
就是在这里解释到的。
那萨达比达提哈沃，阿萨达 ，of this material body， it has no endurance. It will not endure. It will not be permanently existing.
阿萨达这个物质躯体，它是不持久的，它不会永久的存在。
那哈沃比达提萨达哈。And the soul is permanent. It has no change. It will never be non-existent.
而灵魂是永久的，它是不改变的，它永远不会不存在。
Krishna is explaining. When Krishna says, "My dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these kings and soldiers." Who have assembled here. It is not that we did not exist in the past. So what is that?
Krishna 是在这里解释。当 Krishna 说到，我亲爱的 Arjuna， 你我所有这些国王和聚集在这里的士兵，我们在过去并不是不存在。那指的是什么呢？
That means we are not this body. This body was not existing in the past.In my past life or duration of life. But as I am soul, I am existing now. I did exist in the past and I will exist in the future. That is, therefore, a spirit has no such chain.
那意思是我们不是这个躯体，这个躯体在过去，在我的上一生并不存在，但是我是灵魂，我现在存在。我在过去也存在，我在未来会继续存在，这是 Sat， 因此灵性是没有改变的。
Narottamdas Thakur has sung, Satasanga chari kainu asate bilas, tekarane lagilo mor karma bandho phas.
Narottamdas Thakur唱过这首歌。
Karma bandha phas means entangled.
Karma bandha phas 意思是纠缠。
Sometimes you have got experience that threads, they become entangled. It is very difficult to find out where the beginning is. Sometimes why?
有时候我们有这种经验，线绞在一起成了一团，很难找到头是在哪里，有时候就全毁了。
So,On account of our attachment to this material body, we are becoming entangled.
由于我们对这个物质躯体的依附，我们也被纠缠在这里了。
Satasanga chari kainu asate bilas. This meeting, as we are holding, This is called satsanga.
我们现在的这种聚会被称为 satsanga.
Satsanga because here there is no other business talking or nonsense or material things. Here only we talk about the spirit soul, about Krishna, about relationship with Krishna, how to act to satisfy Krishna. This is the business here.
这是 satsanga, 因为在这里没有其他的事情，没有胡说八道或者谈物质的东西，我们只是在谈论灵魂，谈论 Krishna, 谈论和 Krishna 的关系，如何去行动去满足 Krishna, 这是这里的唯一的任务。
That is the difference. Formerly this place manor was known as Pigos manor. Now you have named Bhaktivedanta manor. What is the difference?
那便是区别。先前这个地方被称为是 Piket 大厦，现在我们称它为 Bhaktivedanta 大厦，区别在哪里呢？
Formerly it was for sense gratification. Now it is meant for elevating one to the spiritual standard of life.
先前它是为了感官享乐，而现在它是为了提升一个人到灵性境界的生活。
So anything can be changed like that for satsanga.
所以一切都可以像那样被改变，用为 satsanga.
Satsanga is mukta dusanga. If you continue sata, as it is said, satsanga, then you advance in spiritual life.
如果你持续的 sata, 像这里所说的 satsanga, 那么你就能在灵性生活中进步。
And if you associate with asat, then you become degraded.
而如果你和 asat 联谊，那么你便会堕落。
This is the policy.
这便是政策。
Satsanga chari kainu asat milas, te karane lagile mor karnamanDon't be entangled.
不要纠缠在其中。
Try to become liberated from the entangled. That is the mission of life.
争取从这种纠缠之中解脱出来，那是生命的目标，生命的使命。
So these things cannot be understood so long we are in the darkness.
如果我们是处于黑暗之中，我们便不能理解这些事情。
Darkness means sinful life.
黑暗指的是罪恶的生活。
The more we are engaged in sinful life, we cannot understand what is satsanga and what is asatsanga.
我们越是从事于罪恶的生活，我们越是不能够明白什么是 satsanga, 什么是 asatsanga.
So we should be purified.The whole human life is meant for purification.
所以我们应该得到净化，整个人类生命就是为了净化。
Jasma suddhita satya. Satya, satya means existence.
Satvam 意思是存在。
Suddhita means becomes purified.
Suddhita 意思是得到净化。
Just like a diseased man.Contaminated by some disease. The medical treatment means he has to be purified from the contamination.
比如说一个病人染上了某种疾病，医学治疗的方法便是他应该得到净化，免于这种污染。
Similarly, we are impure in this material existence.
同样的，我们在这个物质存在之中也是不纯洁的。
By contamination of the three modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun, goodness, passion, and ignorance.
由于三种物质自然形态的污染 ，sattva guna, rajoguna, tamoguna, 善良、情欲和愚昧。
See, even if we are contaminated by the quality of goodness of this material world, that is also contaminated.
即便我们是被物质世界的善良形态所污染，那也是污染。
That is also cause of our entanglement.
那也是我们这种纠缠的原因。
Goodness, Brahma, if he thinks that now I have Brahminical qualification, I am now educated, I am very cleansed, I am very controlled, this is a Brahminical qualification.
一个 Brahmana, 如果他想，现在我有 Brahman 的品质了，我受到了教育，我很清洁，我非常能自控，这些都是 Brahma 的品质。
I know what is what, jnanam vijnanam.
我知道什么是什么，即 jnanam vijnanam.
But he does not try for becoming immortal, then that kind of thinking is also bondage. That I am this, I am that.
但是如果他不试着去成为不死的，那么那种想法也是束缚，即我是这个，我是那个。
Even though he is very learned, Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha, Suchi, all these good qualities are there. But if he does not try to go further ahead, how to become immortal? So this type of fine entanglement is also entangled.
即便他非常博学，有所有这些好的品质，Sattva, Samo, Dhammo, Titikshava, Suchi. 但是如果他不试着去更进一步，怎么样从未不死的，那么这种精微的纠缠也是一种纠缠。
And those who are passionate, they are thinking, I am so rich, I am so powerful, I have got so many nice business, bank balance, I have got my big family, nice wife.
那些出于情欲形态的人，他们想，我非常富裕，我非常有力量，我有这么好的企业，这么好的银行存款，我有这么大的家庭，这么好的妻子。
These are passion conception of life.
这些都是情欲的生命概念。
So they are certainly bound up.
他们当然也是被束缚的。
And those who are ignorant, means one does not know.What is the value of life? Lying down anywhere, lazy, sleeping, unclean, do not know the value of life, there is ignorance. They are very firmly bound up.
那些愚昧的人，就他们不知道生命的概念，到处都能躺下，非常懒惰，爱睡觉，不清洁，不知道生命的价值，他们是在愚昧之中。他们是被非常紧的束缚着。
So liberation means the more you are enlightened, the value of life, the more, then you become liberated.
解脱意思是，你越是能够觉悟到生命的价值，你越是解脱。
The more you become liberated, the more you are advanced.In your spiritual knowledge, sata, sat, satsang.
你越是解脱，你越是能够在 sat, satsang 灵性知识中进步。
Therefore, these meetings which we hold every day, they are meant for advancing in spiritual life.
我们每天举行的这种聚会，是为了在灵性生活中进步。
Here there is no program how to become very rich, how to possess more motor cars, how to have more bank balance, how to have nice dress.
在这里并没有课程，如何去变得非常富裕，如何去拥有很多轿车，如何有更多的银行存款，如何得到好的衣服。
These are material things. Or ignorance, how to sleep 34 hours.A day, although you have got 24 hours.
这些都是物质的东西，或者是愚昧的一面，如何去一天睡34个小时，虽然我们一天只有24个小时。
Here we see big men, they sleep after 2 o'clock.
这里有时候我们能看见一些大人物，他们一直睡到2点。
Early rising means 2 o'clock. That is also early, but not at day to 2 o'clock.
早起意思是2点，但并不是在白天的2点。
At night 2 o'clock, if you rise, that is nice. But they are accustomed to get up 2 o'clock.
在夜里2点，如果你能够起来，那非常好。但是他们却习惯于下午2点起床。
They think the more we sleep, we enjoy life.
因为他们想，我们能睡得越多，我们越是享受生活。
Therefore, they are Shunyavadi.
因此，他们是松涅瓦底。
They want to become zero, sleeping always.
他们想成为无，总是睡觉。
Sunyavadi, make everything zero.
Sunyavadi, 把一切都变成无。
That is called Sunyavadi.
那便是 Sunyavadi.
No, that is not life. Sunyavadi is not. Activity is life.
那不是生活。Sunyavadi 不是生活，活动才是生活。
Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't become zero, but be engaged always in chant Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. That is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说不要试着成为无，应该总是从事于唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra. 那是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的宗派。
We are not going to be zero.
我们并不是想成为无。
We want to be very active, but active not for sense gratification, but for Krishna's service.
我们想非常活跃，但是不是为了感官享受而活跃，而是为了 Krishna 的服务。
Now, what is Krishna's service? That you are teaching how to worship Krishna.
什么是对 Krishna 的服务呢？我们正在教授如何去崇拜 Krishna。
Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu.Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dastam Sakham Matu Nivedanam. These are 9 kinds of services.
这里有9种服务 Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vadanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam.
They are sat.
这些是 sat.
The more you are engaged in these 9 kinds of different occupation of devotion and service, the more we are elevated.
我们越是能从事于这9种奉献服务，我们便越能得到提升。
And the more we are engaged in activities of material sense gratification, we are degraded.
而我们越是从事于物质感官享受的活动，我们便越堕落。
Samayeva hi kevalam. You have got nice office, material point of view, nice business. So if you perform that business, office work, your duty very nicely, but you have no Krishna consciousness. The Shastra says that samayeva hi kevalam.It is simply wasting time and laboring hard, that's all.
如果从物质的角度来看，你有很好的企业，很好的公司，你一切都做得很好，但是如果你没有 Krishna 知觉， Shastra 说那是 Sharma Evahi Kevalam, 这只是浪费时间而拼命工作。
Therefore, Krishna said,That this is the distinction between sat and asat.
因此 Krishna 说这是 sat 和 asat 的区别。
And we should not be very much interested with the asat, then our life is spoiled.
我们不应该对 asat 非常感兴趣，那样的话我们的生命便毁了。
We should be interested with thought.
我们应该对 thought 感兴趣。
That will make our life success.
那能使我们的生命成功。
Then we make progress for Amitabha.
然后我们向阿弥陀佛进步。
Unfortunately, people at the present moment, they do not know, neither they can imagine it, that there is possibility of becoming immortal.
不幸的是，现在的人们，他们不知道这一点，他们甚至不能想象有成为不死的可能性。
This is very important point. There is not possibility, there is fact.
这是非常重要的一点，并不仅仅是可能性，而是事实。
And Krishna, Kirtan is so important. This Shastra, many places they say.
Krishna Kirtan 也是非常重要的，在 Shastra 中许多处都提到。
Kirtana Deva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. That Param means a spiritual.
Param 意思是灵性的。
There are two kinds of para and apara prakriti.
有两种 prakriti, para 和 apara prakriti.
Apara prakriti, para prakriti. Apara yam. Yam, this material world, is apara, inferior energy.
Yam, 这个物质世界是 apara, 低等的能量。
It has to be the me prakriti para.Besides this, there is another prakriti, another nature, which is para.
除了这个，还有另外一个 prakriti, 另外一个自然是 para.
Para means spiritual.
Para 意思是灵性的。
So, we should be interested with the para, not with the apara.
所以我们应该对 para 感兴趣，而不是对 apara 感兴趣。
Why? That is real life. That is real life. Yes.
为什么呢？因为那才是真正的生命。
It is said, Ubhayarapi, considering both this para and apara, the superior and inferior.
在这里说 Ubhayarapi, 考虑这两者 para 和 apara, 高等的和低等的。
Tattvadarshibhi, who will study Tattvadarshibhi.
而谁在研究这些呢 ?Tattvadarshibhi.
Tattvadarshi means those who have realized the truth. Tattvadarshi.
Tattvadarshi 意思是那些觉悟了真理的人。
And you find this word, Tattva, in various places.
我们在许多地方都能发现这个词 Tattva.
Tattva.Manushanam sahasyesu kaschid jatati siddhai jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid prithimam tato
这是不大凡歌七点三
In another place janma karma medibham jujanati tato
这是不大凡歌四点九
Tatomam gyatya visati tadanantram bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jasyami Tattva.
这是不加凡歌十八点五十五。
This word tattva is very important.
这个词 tattva 是非常重要的。
Tattva means the absolute truth.
Tattva 意思是绝对真理。
True. Tattva means true.
Tattva 意思是真理。
In the Bhagavata also you find, Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam.
在不加晚谈中我们也能发现 Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam
Tattva Vidas those who are aware of the truth they call this Tattva
那些能够意识到真理的人他们称这个 Tattva
What is that Tattva? Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Shabdati The Tattva isCalled sometimes Brahma, sometimes Paramatma, and sometimes Bhagavan.
那个 Tattva 是什么呢 ？Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabyati. 那个 Tattva 有时候被称为 Brahman, 有时候被称为 Paramatma， 有时候被称为 Bhagavan。
The Bhagavan is the last one up top。
Bhagavan 是 Tattva 的最后一个字。
Therefore you'll find in every stanza Vyasadeva is writing, but he's writing Sri Bhagavan Uvacha。
因此你会发现在每一个世界中，虽然是 Vyasadeva 在写，但是他都写到 Sri Bhagavan Uvacha。
Don't think Vyasadeva says that although I'm writing I'm not the speaker, the speaker is the Supreme Personality of God。
Vyasadeva 是在说，虽然是我在写，我并不是这个讲话的人，讲话的人是自尊人格神。
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha。The authority is the Supreme Personality of God, not I.
权威是自尊人格神，并不是我。
The modern so-called philosophers, scientists, scholars, they say, I think. What is your value?
现代的所谓的哲学家们、科学家们、学者们，他们说，我想，我认为，你有什么价值呢？
The great personality, they will not say like that.
那些伟大的人物，他们并不是这么说的。
Never they will say.
他们永远不会那么说。
Therefore, Krishna even said, "Tattvadarshini." It has been concluded by higher authorities.
因此，即便 Krishna 也说 "Tattvadarshini," 这是由那些高级的权威所总结的。
Himself authority.Still, he's not speaking that I say. No.
他自己本人是最权威，但是他也不说，我说。
Sometimes he says, "Matamama." That is my opinion.
有时候他会说 "Matamama," 那是我的意见。
But he is also following the principle, authoritative, tattvadarshini.
但是他也遵循这个权威的原则 Tattvadarshini。
Tattvadarshini is having a Ubhayarupi Drishtya Anta conclusion. Although Krishna is saying that this is Sat and this is Asat, this is permanent and this is non-permanent, but still he is giving evidence that Tattvadarshini, those…
虽然 Krishna 说这是 Sat, 那是 Asat,这是永恒的，那是不持久的，但是他仍旧可以证据说 Tattvadarshini， 那些见过真理的人，他们是这么总结的。结束。